Before I begin, I just want to make an announcement. Bensi Engel asked that anyone who is going to be donating blood next week, please remember on Monday to bring in the forms and anything else you may need. If you have any questions, please see Bensi immediately after this. I really would like to ask everyone in this room a favor. I'm going to try to keep this straight and to the point. And I need everyone to please focus, please put away your phones, and have no side conversations for about the next 15 minutes or a little less. But please give me your attention. This week's Parsha has so many things to learn from that we could spend so much time on each one of them and it would fill the year. I want to look at just two psukim this week. When Yosef and Binyamin reunite after so long, it says in the pasuk, Vayipol al tzavrei Binyamin, that Yosef falls on his brother's Binyamin neck and he cries. And Binyamin cries on Yosef. So normally I would think what they're crying about is a reunion. These brothers haven't seen each other. 22 years. It says otherwise. Rashi says, what were they crying about? About the two Batei Mikdashos that are going to be destroyed in the Chelek of one, and the Mishkan in Shiloh that is going to be destroyed in the Chelek of the other. I really don't want to delve into this too much, but I want to ask you a question. Not my question, it's a question that Imre Emes and others asked after World War II. Millions of Jews, we know what happened, had died. Yiddishkeit was really questionable of where it's going to go from there. And as they're coming, so to speak, to restart Yiddishkeit, he had a question on this. The Imre Emes asked the question, why are they crying for the other one's korban? Shouldn't Yosef cry about his own destruction, the korban that's going to happen in his territory? Shouldn't Binyamin be crying about what's going to happen in his territory? It's a great question, Imre Emes asked. Why do you have your own tragedy. What are you crying about the other tragedy for? The Imre Emes told over a story. There was a yeshiva, Lubavitch yeshiva, that existed in the Soviet Union. It wasn't the public yeshiva. It didn't have a building, as Rabbi Parnas spoke about, where Rav Teitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, did with his shir that he used to give the Motzai Shabbos. That couldn't be done in the Soviet Union because Torah, beyond that, God was banned in the Soviet Union. There was no God. So if you were going to learn, you were doing it under great, great danger. There was somebody in this yeshiva, his name was Rabbi Cheskel Fagan, I believe it was, who gave a shiur anyway. There were people, they went into these small houses, they would learn. Now if you were caught, without getting into specific detail, the KGB, the secret police, would come looking for things like this. You might be sent to Siberia for months or years. You might be beaten. There's all kinds of things that could happen. So when they would learn, they'd always have a shomer. One of the Talmidim would be outside to check if anyone's coming. And one day, Rav Fagan is doing this drasha, an emotional plea that the boys have to grow in their ruchnius and their spiritual connection to God. Guys, your ages. Grow up. Connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he was telling them. Connect. And after hearing him and his plea, some of the boys began crying. They realized, I could be better. I should be better. I could do this. I could do that. As this is happening, the boy from outside comes running in. The KGB's in the area. They're searching. What are we going to do? They're going to see us all together. They know what's happening. So one boy said, I have a good idea. Let's shut the lights in the house. No one will know we're here. Another boy said, you know what? We have some newspapers in the corner. We'll put them on the table to pretend we were discussing current events. Another guy says, I got a deck of cards. We'll pretend we're playing cards. They all come up with eitzes. Advice, what should we do? A few minutes pass. The KGB passes, didn't come into the house. Baruch Hashem. And Rav Feigen looks at the boys and says, I have a question. When they asked you about your spiritual growth, you all cried. You were saying, I want to be better. I want to get closer. When we said the KGB was here, you jumped into action. Why was there a difference? So one of the boys got up and said, well, clearly, because if the KGB comes here and we don't act, we're in serious trouble. So he says, I understand now. And I want you to understand when they were crying. Yosef could cry about Binyamin because it wasn't his. Binyamin could cry about Yosef, it wasn't his. Neither one could do anything about it. The Imre Emes said, when somebody is in despair, there's two things you could do. You could cry or take action. Point number one. Point number two. At the end of Miketz, last week's parsha, Rabbi Parnas calls it, and he's right, a cliffhanger. You're about to have that confrontation between Yehuda and Yosef. And this week it continues. But I want to tell you something that's really amazing in this parsha. Think about this for a minute. Listen up. Last week, Yosef is addressed by Yehuda. Adoni, my master, the king, your servants, about himself. Very respectfully, very, very calmly, and very, very, I would say, subservient. All of a sudden, the parsha this week opens up, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda approaches him. Yehuda's coming at him full force. And if you learn through the Psukim and the Mefarshim, what is it talking about? That Yehuda is going to take action. All of a sudden, he's not this meek little Jew who's sitting by and lets the Egyptian king do what he wants. What changed? 6 days didn't change. This parsha didn't wait 6 days. This all happened. Because all of a sudden, Yehuda realized, it's my neck on the line. I told our father, the Achrayus, the responsibility I'm taking. And I have to act. I have to do something. Because you have to do something, that means you could do it. Just because you could? The answer is yes. Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once had a situation with a young person who was appointed somewhere in Eretz Yisrael to be a Mashkiach in the yeshiva. And he asked Rav Pam, Zatzal, you think this person could do it? He's very young, he doesn't have the experience. And Rav Pam told him, let me tell you something, Reb Nosson Tzvi, once you get the achrayas, once you get the responsibility, you'll get the koichas, you'll get the ability. Once you have the sense of responsibility of what you have to do, you'll be able to accomplish, you'll be able to do it. Finally, last part of the puzzle, so to speak. Maybe the wrong word for that. The brothers at the beginning of the parsha are astounded. When Yosef reveals himself, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? Is he still alive? And it says in the Medrash over here, they couldn't answer him. They said the tochacha, the musr, the screaming of Yosef, not literal screaming, was too much for them to bear. And it says in the Medrash, if the brothers couldn't take it by Yosef, and listen to this point. How are we going to take it on the Yom HaDin in front of God? In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How are we going to answer God if they were afraid? Excuse me. Did I miss something? Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. Where's the Tochacha? Where's any Musar? Where's he yelling at them? I'm Yosef, my father's still alive. What did he say to them? Could be. What he said to them was as follows. Ani Yosef. You thought my dreams were nothing? They came true. You thought I was a nothing? I'm the assistant to the king in Mitzrayim. You think I'm worthless and I couldn't do it? Look what I became. Because we all have the ability within us to rise up and become a king when we have to. We all have the ability to rise up and become the person that we should become. Ani Yosef Ha'oda Vichai. There are so many different opportunities. We all know the famous idea that if somebody chas v'shalom is in a car accident, there's stories where someone gets the adrenaline rush to be able to pick up a car because you need to do it. There are people stand up when things need to be done and all of a sudden they're able to accomplish it. And we said, where does the ability to do something come from? It comes from your responsibility. When you get responsibility, when you're given the responsibility to accomplish and fulfill something with your life, that's when you're going to get the koach. That's when you're going to get the strength to do it. I want to finish with the following. It says, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai. I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? It's more than that. The famous Vart. You people sat there and thought you knew what you were doing. You thought I was a nothing, and then you come here with all your excuses of why you did it. You came to me and said, hey, if you don't give us Binyamin back, our father's crying, our father's going to die, our father's nervous. Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? I know your excuses, I know what you're all about. 22 years ago you sold me, you didn't care about our father then. What changed? Now you're tzaddikim, now all of a sudden everything's better. Maybe they did tshuva. I'm not going to get into that issue. But the point is, what's our excuse going to be? You have the achrayus, the responsibility. In the morning, you know what happens? Everyone in this room, if you don't do it, maybe try it tomorrow. When you get up in the morning, moda ani lefanecha, I admit in front of you, shechazarta b'nishmasi, you return my soul to me, I owe you. Think about it. 30 seconds, think about it. You have a responsibility to God. He gave you your life back in the morning. What are you doing back for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm too busy. Really, you're too busy? What were you doing yesterday? You were so busy. Yeah, you know, I didn't have time. Really? Let's look at your day. You really didn't have time to daven mincha? The 6 or 10 minutes it'll take you? What else did you do with your afternoon? You couldn't give tzedakah? How much money did you spend in fantasy football? How much money did you spend to go to a game? Oh, 1 minute. I realized, no, it's not the money issue. It's something else. I don't have the ability to learn. It's memorization. I have to know all these things to learn the Shvatim. It's so hard. Really? And how many people who claim that could recite every football, basketball statistic backward and forward? You have the koach. You have the strength. You have the koach to do what you want to do. And the question is, do you want to do it? Are you ready to do it? You were given the achrayus, the responsibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each of us an achrayus, the responsibility. So the question of that responsibility is very, very simple. It's not if we can accomplish it, it's when will we. Have a good Shabbos.